Blog Talk Radio.
Chill out. Chill out. Chill out. Yo. Yo. Princess Jazzy. Princess. Sexy K.
Sexy.
Mr. Sensation. Mr. Yo.
Hey.
And Mr. Goodley.
Yeah.
And Mr. Goodley.
Yeah.
It's on. It's on. Yo. Yo.
Chill out. 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 Chill out.
And it's chill out. And it's on. It's on.
It is chill out.
And it's on. It's on. It's on.
Chill out. 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 Tell out, tell out, tell out, tell out,
and this
song, yo, 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 what's up, everybody? Happy hump day. Thank you for tuning in to Tell All Radio. This is your girl, Jasmine, a.k.a. Miss Princess Jazzy, and I'm here with my co-host, Miss Sexy K.
Hey, what's up, you guys?
And Mr. Temptation.
What's up? How I do?
And, of course, Mr. Goodness, his ass ain't on the show right now.
He's about to really fire his ass because I'm fat.
Exactly. So what's up, y'all? How are y'all weeks going? Everybody good?
It's going good so far.
Good hot so as far. Hell.
Yeah, hot as hell.
Hell around this motherfucker.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Now, before we get into our topics tonight, I want to give a shout out to you guys who tune in every Wednesday from 9 until 10. You kick with us, as well as you guys who go back and listen to the show. We greatly appreciate it. I always have a lot of people, you know, wanting to catch the live shows but are unable to because of clashing schedules. And because of you guys supporting us, we are now able to extend the show. So starting in August, Tell All Radio will be every Wednesday from 9 until 11 p.m. So thank you guys so much for your loyalty. We truly appreciate you.
Yeah.
Also, before we jump to the conversation for tonight, y'all know I always have to shout out our six-man radio family. We have Mr. Bad Seed, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, Miss Nadine Michelle, Miss Maria, a.k.a. Vibe Essentials, Miss Tammy and Mr. Black, Miss Cobra, GMS, and last but certainly not least, me, Princess Jazzy, along with my co-host, Sexy K, Mr. Tim, and, you know, goodness, old lame ass. Shout out to you guys. Much love. You know I'm going to talk shit because he ain't
okay.
That's right.
All right, guys, now let's jump right into the conversation. Last week we were talking sex with you guys, discussing our first times, and maybe there's someone who wants to chime in on that. And since we have Mr. Temptation on the line tonight, I want to know, how was your first time?
Been a minute, but, you know, my first time, I would have to say, it's unexplainable because, I mean, I know I was young and I was out there, but I was been in the, you know, older women, so I had an older woman break me in. And I can say she did her thing.
So how old were you when you did it?
How old am I?
How old were you when you did it?
How old were I? Oh, I was, what, 13?
Wow. How old was she?
I ain't going to put my age like that. I ain't going to do that. I'm going to do that.
We don't want to put her out like that. She might get arrested for real. She was a cougar.
She was a cougar before that word came out.
Wow. All right, yeah. So tonight we are going to be saluting an icon, Nas. He's been in the game for 10 years, and he released his 10th album yesterday called Life is Good. Me, myself, I have not picked up the album yet, but I plan to as soon as possible, and I urge you guys to do it as well. I was watching 106 in Park yesterday. They played, you know, a few tracks, and it was definitely, he's a great lyricist. And the reason why I rock with Nas as an artist is because he's so humble. Like, even when people gas him up or you know, say, oh, my God, you're so amazing, you know, he's still, like, so level-headed. So shout out to all the artists who don't let the fame and fortune get to their heads, who still remain the same on the inside while still growing outward. So kudos to him. You know, like I said, tonight we're saluting him by playing some of his joints throughout the show. So with that being said, we are going to jump right into a song, which is an amazing joint with him and Tupac Shakur, Thug Mansion. And when we come back, we're going to jump right into the topic for tonight. So don't go nowhere. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back. Tell All Radio. Woo, woo.
Shout out to Chase Fox, Moby's, and the rest. Niggas need a spot where we can kick. A spot where we belong. That's just for us. Niggas ain't gotta get all dressed up and be Hollywood. You know what I mean? Where them niggas go when we die? Ain't no heaven for a thug nigga. That's why we go to Thug Mansion. That's the only place where thugs getting free, and you gotta be a G. At Thug Mansion. A place to spend my quiet night. Time to unwind, so much pressure in this life of mine. I cried times, I once contemplated suicide. And would have tried, but when I held that knife, all I could see was my mama's eyes. No one knows my struggle, they only see the trouble. Not knowing it's hard to carry on when no one loves you. Picture me inside the misery of poverty. No man alive has ever witnessed struggles I survived. Praying hard for better days, promise to hold on. Me and my dogs ain't have a choice but to roll on. We found a finally spot to kick it, where we could drink liquor and no one bickers over trick shit. A spot where we can smoke in peace. And even though we cheese, we still visualize places that we can roll in peace. And in my mind's eye, I see this place that players going past. And got a spot for us all so we can ball at Thug's Mansion.
There's a place where life's a little easy, little Hennessy, laid back and cool, every hour, cause it's all good. Leave all the stress from the world outside, every wrong done will be alright. Nothing but peace,
wanna go.
It's street passion, every ghetto needs a thug.
A place where death doesn't reside, just thugs who collide, not to start beef or spark treaty. No cops rolling by, no policemen, no homicide, no talk in the streets, no reason for nobody's mama to cry. See, I'm a good guy, I'm trying to stick around for my daughter, but if I should die, I know all of my album supporter. This whole year's been crazy, ask the Holy Spirit to save me. Only difference for me and Ozzy Davis, gray hair maybe, cause I feel like my eyes saw too much suffering. I'm just 20 some odd years, I done lost my mother and I cry tears of joy. I know she smiles on a boy, I dream of you more. My love goes to a fiend. Shakur, cause like Ann Jones, she raised and that child shouldn't feel no pain, no, she shouldn't feel no pain no more. Cause one day we'll all be together, sipping heavenly champagne where angels soar with golden wings and Thug Mansion.
Every corner, every city, there's a place where life's a little easy, little Hennessy, laid back and cool, every hour, cause it's all good. We don't stress from the world outside, every wrong done will be alright. Nothing but peace, love, and street passion.
Dear mama, don't cry, your baby boy's doing good. Tell the homies I'm in heaven and they ain't got hood. Seen a show with Marvin Gaye last night. It had me shook, drinking peppermint schnapps with Jackie Wilson and Sam Cooke. Then some lady named Billie Holiday sang, sitting there kicking it with mom till the day came. Little Tasha show grown, tell a lady in the liquor store that she's forgiven. So come home, maybe in time you'll understand. Only God can save us when Miles Davis cutting loose with the band. Just think all the people that you knew in the past that passed on, they in heaven found peace at last. Picture a place that they exist together. There has to be a place better than this in heaven. So right before I sleep, dear God, what I'm asking, remember this face, save me a place in Thug's Mansion.
Every corner, every city, there's a place where life's a little easy, little Hennessy, laid back and cool, every hour, cause it's all good. Leave all the stress from the world outside, every wrong done will be alright. Nothing but
Tupac, I mean, I love Tupac, first of all. I'm a huge fan. And Nas, he reminds me so much of Tupac. And I guess it's because they're both so blunt, and they say whatever is on their minds without any regards for who, you know, whose feelings they hurt or who's listening or whatever. They just say whatever is in their hearts to say. And that's why I fucks with Nas hard. Mm-hmm. So, all right, the first topic for tonight is texting while driving. Texting while driving is so dangerous. I do it, and I know there's a lot of people out there who do it because they really don't pay any attention. You know, it's kind of like a habit that we have. So I want to, you know, shed some light on this issue. I'm going to hit you guys with some statistics about doing things while you're driving. Remember, numbers don't lie, and that's what this next recording is about, straight numbers, so you guys can understand the seriousness, and don't laugh at my automated voice. It is kind of funny, but yeah. It's serious, you guys, so be serious. Okay, here we go.
Here are some statistics as to why texting is so dangerous. When a driver texts while driving, his reaction time will decrease by 35%. When texting, steering capability goes down by a tremendous amount, 91%. A driver is 23 times more likely to get into a car accident while driving and texting. Drivers are also 6 times as likely to get into a car accident while dialing a number into their cellular devices. Numerous car accidents and death-related incidents are in the driving age group of 16 to 20, the largest texting demographic. Not to mention that teens that age are already more prone to crash even without texting. Approximately 86% of drivers said they ate or drank while driving at some point, and 57% said they do it sometimes or often. Over one-third of drivers, 37%, have sent or received text messages while driving, and 18% said they do it regularly. 41% of adult drivers have set or changed a GPS system while driving, and 21% do it more frequently. Many adult drivers, 36%, have read a map while driving, and 10% do it sometimes or often. 1 in 5 drivers have combed or styled his or her hair while driving. 1 in 10 does it regularly. Have you ever seen a driver putting on makeup? Approximately 14% have done it once, and 7% do it frequently. About 13% of adult drivers have surfed the internet while driving. Results of the poll show that younger drivers were more likely to engage in distracted driving. Men were more likely to drive while drowsy, drive after drinking, read a map, use a GPS system, and use the internet. A large percent of the people said they know distracted driving is dangerous, but they do it anyway.
All right, you guys, so those were some statistics on why texting and driving, as well as doing anything while you drive, is so dangerous. We lose focus, and me, myself, I text while driving. I eat while I drive. I've done my hair a couple of times. I put on makeup.
Oh, hey, you breaking all the statistics.
Exactly.
I'm
messed up. I do everything. And the bad thing is that I know all the consequences of texting while driving and doing different things while driving, but yet I continue to do it. So I just want us to be advocates about safe driving. Kudos to my little sister for always reminding me when I'm driving to get off the dang phone, and she be rolling her eyes and everything. So
she loves her life. She loves her life.
She can kill yourself
when I'm in the car. You can kill yourself when I'm in the car, but when I'm in here, I put that damn phone down, okay?
Exactly. She will get mad as hell. She definitely, you know, is very passionate about it. And I have to be, you know, mindful that when I have her or anyone in the car with me, and even when I'm by myself, to drive safely. So, speaking of being mindful, I've decided to start the word of the day and incorporating this word throughout the show. So with that being said, today's word is mindful, meaning to be conscious or aware. So be mindful when you make decisions, because it not only affects you, but it affects everyone around you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys. Now, of course, every show I have to tell y'all a funny story. And this story is about me. Something that I went through, you know, last week, and I'm a little embarrassed, but I'm just tell y'all because y'all family, y'all like family to me. We could talk and stuff like that. So before I switch my mind, I'm going to tell y'all the story. So last week, I'm out on a date. Shout out to Trey. Hey, Trey. Anyway. So being that it was our second date, we decided to go walk on the beach, although I was definitely too lazy to walk. So we sat on the beach and we talked for about an hour. And we decided to go back to his place, watch TV, and chill. Well, before, you know, getting to his place, I was, like, craving some tacos. So, of course, we shoot my Taco Bell. I get my little taco, my little maxi melt. And strawberry things, kind of things. It's good. Anyway, I'm not going to get into that. So as soon as we get to his place and I step my foot outside the car, I realize that I have gas.
Yeah, what?
I have gas.
You're so... You could have left that Taco Bell alone.
I was like, and I didn't even eat the Taco Bell yet. So... This was gas I had been holding on the beach. So at this point, it wasn't just like the regular gas. It was like the gas that made your stomach cramp up, you know, when you be holding your fart, ladies.
Yes.
Yeah. It was that one. And at that point, I was like super embarrassed. I was, you know, I was trying to hold it. I was like, well, maybe if I, you know, try to hide it, and then it won't, you know, he won't be able to tell. But my stomach was hurting. You know what I mean? I was just like, look, forget this. I'm about to prepare him because I have to let this out. I can't. So I tell him, and the first thing he does, he laughs at me, and he says, you are way too comfortable with me, being that we've only, you know, this is the only the second date.
Oh,
I was laughing so hard, like my stomach was hurting so bad, and And he was really sweet. He was pushing on my stomach to try to get me to pass gas. But, you know, it didn't work. It wouldn't let me do it. For some reason, you know, I just couldn't bring myself to do that. It just wasn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought it was the craziest moment ever in my history of dating. So shout out to Trey. Once again, he did try to help me out with my little problems. So thank you, Trey, so much. I appreciate you. And don't be talking about me passing gas in, you know, people, because everybody does it. So I just want to put that out there.
I'd be like my husband when the first time he heard me fart, he was like, oh, my God, I never thought that. I never thought that pretty girl fart. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Are you serious? You're talking about fart, like women farting. Seriously? What a hell of a topic.
No, I was just giving him a funny story. I was on a date last weekend, and I had gas, and it was a little, you know, it was a little funny because he was, like, pushing on my stomach to try to help me fart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was doing something like CPR to help you fart.
Exactly.
That is not going to happen.
Whoever trained your train, I hope you're listening, dog. You're making us look bad.
Whatever. I thought it was sweet. So whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right. The next topic tonight is going to be reality TV. We are going to be talking about shows, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, Hollywood Actors, Big Ange, and any other shows you guys are interested in. Call in, tell us which shows you like and why. The number is 646-478-3599. But before we get into that, we're going to keep the Nas tribute moving, and I'm going to hit y'all with Ether, Nas versus Jay-Z. Shout out to Nas and Jay-Z. Don't go nowhere. Tell our radio. I love this record. It's definitely, Nas definitely did his thing. So here we go.
So when I was brought into a battle with Holmes, Holmes got a different style than I do. You know, he talks about one thing that represents our people. I talk about something else that represents our people, but we all striving for the same thing. So when we clashed, it was like night and day, two different artists, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think it was good for hip-hop overall. And
did it inspire
I'm ready,
you?
Yeah, definitely. It is time for me to move on. I drop Ether, and it's a rap. You know what I'm saying? I don't see how nobody could come back from that. And personally, yeah. Well, so it's a rap, you know, Hov is over in that sense.
Fuck Jay-Z.
What's up, niggas? Hey, yo, I know you ain't talking about me, dog. You? What?
Fuck Jay-Z.
You been on my dick, nigga. You love my style, nigga.
Jay-Z.
Fuck with your soul like ether.
Will.
Teach you the king, you know you. Nah. Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already.
Brace yourself for the main event. Y'all impatiently waiting. It's like an AIDS test. What's the result? Not positive. Who's the best? Pop, Nas, and Big. Ain't no best. East, west, north, south, floor, style, greeting. I embrace y'all with napalm. Blows up. No guts. Left chest, face gone. How can Nas be garbage? Send me autos at your cottage. Burner at the side of your dome. Come out of my throne. I got this. Lock sense. 9-1. I am the truest. Name a rapper that I ain't influenced. Gave y'all chapters, but now I keep my eyes on the Judas. With the wine, Sophie fame, kept my name in his music. Check it. Fuck with your soul like ether.
Will.
Teach you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already. Hey, yo, pass me the weed. Put my ashes out on these niggas, man. Hey, yo, you faggots, y'all kneel and kiss the motherfucking ring. Fuck with your soul like ether.
Will.
Teach you the king, you know you.
Nah.
Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already.
I've been
fucked over, left for dead, distant, forgotten. Luck ran out. They hope that I'd be gone stiff and rotten. Y'all just piss on me, shit on me, spit on my grave. Talk about me, laugh behind my back, but in my face, shots of well wishing. Friendly acting, envy, hiding snakes. With your hands out for my money, man, how much can I take when these streets keep calling? Heard it when I was asleep that this Gazy and Cockefeller Records wanted beef. Started cocking up my weapon, slowly loading up this ammo to explode it on a camel and his soldiers. I can handle this Fadolo and his manuscript. Shit sounds stupid when KRS already made an album called Blueprint. First, Biggie's your man, then you got the nerve to say that you better than Big. Dick sucking lips, won't you let the late great veteran live?
Will.
Nah. Godson across the belly,
lose.
I prove you lost already. The king is back, where my crown at? Ill will, rest in peace, let's do it, niggas. Fuck with your soul like ether.
Will.
Teach you the king, you know you.
Nah.
Godson across the belly,
lose.
I prove you lost already. Y'all niggas deal with emotions like bitches. What's sad is I love you cause you're my brother. You traded your soul for riches. My child, I've watched you grow up to be famous. And now I smile like a proud dad watching his only son that made it. You seem to be only concerned with dissing women. Were you abused as a child, scared to smile, they called you ugly? Well, life is harsh, hug me, don't reject me. I'll make records to disrespect me, blatant or indirectly. In 88, you was getting chased to your building, calling my crib and I ain't even give you my numbers. All I did was give you a style for you to run with, smiling in my face, glad to break bread with the guard, wearing jazz chains, no text, no cash, no cars, no jail bars, jigger, no pies, no case, just Hawaiian shirts, hanging with Little Chase. You a fan, a phony, a fake, a pussy, a stand, I still whip your ass. You 36 in a karate class, you Tai Boho,
trying to work it out, you trying to get brolic. Ask me if I'm trying to kick knowledge. Nah, I'm trying to kick the shit you need to learn though. The ether, the shit to make your soul burn slow. Is he Dame Diddy, Dame Daddy, or Dame Dummy? Oh, I get it. You Biggie and he's Puffy.
Ew.
Rockefeller died of AIDS, that was the end of his chapter. And that's the guy I chose to name your company after? Put it together. I rock hoes, y'all rock fellas. And now y'all trying to take my spot, fellas? Philly's hot rock, fellas. Put you in a dry spot, fellas. In a pine box with 9 shots for my Glock, fellas. Foxy got you hot cause you kept your face in a puss. What you think, you getting girls now cause of your looks? Negro, please. Huh. You know mustache having with whiskers like a rat compared to beans you whack. And your man stabbed on and made you take the blame. You ass went from jazz to hanging with Kane to Herb to Big. And Eminem murdered you on your own shit. You a dick riding faggot. You love the attention. Queens niggas run you niggas. Ask Russell Simmons. Huh, R.O.C. get gunned up and clap quick. J.J. Evans get gunned up and clap quick. Your whole damn record label gunned up and clap quick. Sean Carter to Jay-Z, damn you on jazz dick. So little shorty's getting gunned up and clap quick. How much of Biggie's rhymes is gonna come out your fat lips? Wanted to be on every last one of my classics. You pop shit, apologize, nigga, just ask Kiss.
All right, you guys, we are back. And, I mean, what can I really say about that record? It's just straightforward. I love an artist who invites us into their world and speaks their minds. So salute to all the real lyricists in the game, whether you're underground or mainstream. Shout out to you guys. All right, so moving right along, once again, I want to throw something out there. Y'all know I always got to throw some stuff out. So I just want to say, has anybody watched Sunday Best?
I watched it last.
So, like, I watch it every season, and I mean, like, for real, I always cry. Always and never fails. I always, and I think it's just because, you know, I'm like,
it's always just, somebody on there that'll touch you. Somebody.
Yeah. Like, it gets to me, for real. Like, last week, it definitely had my soul on fire. And, I mean, like I said, every time I watch it, you know, I'm very into it, and I'm hungry for more. And I love the fact that it's, you know, just praising and worshiping God. I mean, you know, it's such an amazing display of what God can do for people. And it's just, like I said, amazing. And if you want to check that out, it comes on every Sunday at 8 on BET. So make sure y'all tune in to that because I love me some Sunday Best.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to get into our next topic, which is reality TV. I don't really know where to start. I'm just going to start with the new show, which I really thought was irrelevant because it made no sense to me at first, and it's called Hollywood Exes. At first, I was just kind of like, why do they have a show with ex-wives? I mean, I just don't get it. Like, what is the point? But after, like, watching the show and really, you know, listening to what is going on, it's a lot more positive than any other reality show out there. And that's what I like about it. Because it's positive because there's not a lot of drama, there's not a lot of fighting. They're actually talking about picking up their lives and bettering themselves, starting, you know, their jewelry lines or their dance studio. I just think it's more positive things that are being talked about on that show rather than on Basketball Wives where they just throw drinks at each other and bottles. You know what I mean? So I really enjoyed the show. Although, you know, some of them, they look like men. Like, they had sex changes. Uh-huh.
You never know nowadays.
Exactly. Like, Big Ange. First of all, why do you even have a show? I don't even
My kids passed my TV and they said, Mommy, what is that? I said,
asking the wrong person. Just by looking at a commercial, they asked, what is that? I said, y'all eyes better than mine. You better tell me.
I was like, I mean, and I heard somebody told me that she used to be a man, but she got a sex change. So I don't know if that's
true.
Wait a
minute, but isn't she married?
Exactly, and she had a son. So I don't know if that's true, or if her son is adopted, or if. But she looked like a man, straight up. Straight up, she looks like a dude. Like she looked like she'd been in the pen. She was in the pen for a minute, and then when she came out, she was like, "I want to be a woman."
And it sounded like she been. It sounded like she been smoking 10 packs of cigarettes a day
too.
Goodness, her voice
is like, it's annoying. It really is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, Big Ange. I'm not really a fan of that show. So
no, pass that gem.
I'm so glad that Basketball Wives was the first show to actually step up and say, okay, we're going to clean up our act. And I hope that next season they actually really do clean up their act because some of the stuff is just super ridiculous. Yes, it's entertaining to watch. Yes, people laugh and you know, joke about it. Yes, yes, yes. But it's definitely... When you have people, you know, like our children watching these shows, they think, oh, this is okay because it's cool. Everybody is doing it on the show, and they got money, and they got cars, and they, you know, on TV, so it must be cool.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's really not.
They just fucking ghetto bougie on there.
Exactly.
And I don't even watch it. I just didn't call clips of it.
Yeah, that's me. Just like with Big Ange and all those those channels, you just flip through the channels and you'll stop for a second, and then you'll keep, well, me, I keep flipping or whatever.
Shawnee started all this shit.
You said what?
Shawnee started all this shit. She need to clean it up. I thought of it be cleaned up, but I'm saying, she opened up a whole new chapter of shit. They're putting black women out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They get money and showing how they act.
Yeah. That's crazy awesome. That we get money and we act brand new. Like, we don't know how to act. Like, our mamas and daddies ain't teach us, look, you need to act correct and stop acting like you crazy on national. On national TV, are you kidding me? Like, everybody is looking at you.
And then what's up with little scrappy mama? My husband was like, you know what? They make black folks look so ghetto and so
ghetto. I was just about to jump into Love and Hip Hop. I am so against this show this season because it is so freaking. Like, it's ridiculous. First off, the first show, y'all got drama. The second show, you get an abortion. Like, come on. Like, what is going on? What is really going on? Lil Scrappy, I love Lil Scrappy's music, but straight up, he's a pure punk. He is a punk. And I'm gonna call him a punk because of the way that he handled his situation with his baby mama.
That's how
dudes handle the situations, especially with their baby. If you don't want to be with your baby mama, just say, "Look, boo, I'm not trying to be with you. I love you, yes, because you're the mother of my children, but I'm not trying to be with you like that." Instead of leading her on and making her think that y'all going to be together, and then out of nowhere, you be like, yeah, I don't want to be with you no more. Because you whine like a little punk. You whine like a punk because you had an asthma attack. Because you had an asthma attack, so now you crying.
Like, get out of here. And then his mom,
Trappy lost that fight, you know what I'm saying? We ran up on Jeep. you know, he my dog, you know, he's kind of going to put them paws on him.
Okay.
And then, you know, your mom looking like Scar, though, that leopard on, telling you go get some damn body. And she know you're on probation. What kind of shit is that?
Yeah.
Who mama sending them to get somebody, and they know, and you know your son on probation, fucking old crazy shit. And then he can't fight, and he might have an asthma attack in the middle of the damn fight.
Okay. I'm like, and then the crazy part about me is the reason why you had the asthma attack is because you was in the club the night before drinking and partying, but you weren't having the asthma attack. Then I can't stand when people do that. One minute you fine, you chilling, you partying, you clubbing, and then the next minute you get a little quick breath and you act like you about to die. It's like, get out of here, stop playing. Shout out to Lil Scrappy. I still love your music, but you a pop. That's all I'm gonna say. You a pop. And I want, you know, a little respect for you during that show. I lost mad respect. But like I said, shout out to him. I'm not going down his music. And then the thing about Love and Hip Hop that's really making me upset, I ain't heard no music. I thought it was love and hip hop. I haven't heard no music. And then the music I did hear from Carly and what's her name? What's her little jump off name?
Rashida. You talking about Rashida?
No, jump off.
Oh, Jocelyn? I think that's her name.
Yeah. Jocelyn. I was like, what kind of music is this? First of all, neither one of y'all can sing or rap or whatever it is you're trying to do. And Carly looked crazy. Her little old self. How old is she? She reminded me of a knockoff. What's the girl that was on Basketball Wives that was like 40 trying to be a singer? What's the girl's name? I don't remember her name, but just they're at a certain point in your life, you need to realize that, yeah, it doesn't matter how old you are, but at least try to do something like realistic. Be realistic, please.
You know, you done went down the line, you know, with the list of names. Stop leaving my boy Stevie out. You know what I'm saying? Stevie is going ham. But, you know,
I'm not liking him neither.
I'm not liking him at all. I have no respect for no guy who just throws, I mean, he just disrespects everybody. And then
it seems like he's just interested in having sex with somebody instead of trying to do what they need to be doing in the studio, singing or doing whatever they need to be doing, not doing the dude.
I'm just saying, have anybody peaked game, or he's supposed to be this, you know, top, I ain't gonna say top notch producer, but you know, up there. But every time you see him, he has somebody else's shit. You know, he's riding in somebody else's shit and he's walking around. Just saying.
Yeah.
We need to get this shit together, man.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then it really makes me think, you know how they say, oh, this person got this far because they slept with this person. It's starting to really make me think, really, we have to do this to get what we want?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it really made me.
I feel bad for Jocelyn to a certain extent because she feels like she has, like, the way that she talks to me, she feels like she has to have sex with him in order to stay out of the strip club, in order to get what she needs to get. You know what I mean?
I think I really low self-esteem or something about herself. I don't know.
Now, I like the way she talks, but I don't feel sorry for goddamn Jocelyn because she knows exactly what she's doing. You know what I'm saying? And she don't have to, you know, I said, I ain't hating on Stevie, but she don't have to have him to motherfucking stay at the strip club.
That's true.
She put herself in that predicament. Now, she want to do better, she'll do better. But she don't want to, she can tell where she at.
So, you know, don't make it seem like Stevie just, you know, doing everything. If you let a motherfucker do it, they going to do it.
Until Mimi whooped that ass one good time.
Exactly. I want Mimi to just slap a hoe. Until she does it, they are just going to keep doing what they want to do.
Keep going in the circle.
Sideline chicks. And I'm gonna tell y'all sideline chicks out there, y'all need to stay in y'all place. You are not the main chick. So stop it. Stay in, and then I'm going to tell the men out there, too, check your sideline hoes. Let them know, this is my main chick. I don't care what go on. I don't care what you do or what you say, but as long as nothing comes back to her, as long as nothing goes on, and I'm not condoning, you know, guys to have sideline, you know, girls, but if you're going to do it, at least
have your
do
shit
it right. Exactly.
That's right. Check your hoe. That's why she a sideline, because you need
exactly.
to be back.
It goes back to my class, goddamn, pimping 101. I'm going to start that shit. Because, you know, and I'll make sure
you need to start it.
I'm going to make sure she cool that shit, because we don't know what he's doing.
He so don't.
Stevie is just letting it all hang out, and that is what's killing me. He don't even care. Like, he really don't, and that's really unattractive. And first of all, you ain't that fine, so I don't understand.
I don't know what's
why the chicks feel the need to do that with you. Like, you're not attractive at all.
They
you
got
look
on
dirty
the show.
Every time I see you. You don't got no shirt on. Every time I see you, like, put on a shirt. Okay. So definitely, Love and Hip Hop is killing me. I don't know what to say about them. I really don't know. And then K Michelle. Just every time I look at the show, I feel it's becoming more and more scripted. Like K Michelle, first she was cool. You know what I mean? She didn't say too much. Now, you know, she going ballistic. Oh, let me get to that hoe. Oh, I'm gonna be like, come on, like, calm down.
Yeah.
Seriously, calm down. Stop it. Please stop the act, because that's making yourself look dumb, and everybody's looking at you like, you know, really what's going on. So what I have to say about, you know, Love and Hip Hop, definitely, guys, I need to hear more music in this show, because that's what the show is about, love and hip hop. It's
ain't
more
no
drama than anything.
Ain't no love being displayed. This shit about fighting, cheating, fucking other women, and motherfucking on top. That's what it's about. That need to be the name of it.
Exactly. And Bucky, I call her Bucky. Like, how retarded does she look? How retarded? Like, first of all, you ain't that fine. Second of all, You just as bad as a sideline. You a sideline friend hoe.
She ain't got it all in the face, but you know, Bucky do got a nice ass and some legs.
I don't know who been doing her weeds, but she need to find somebody else.
Exactly. You on national TV and your weeds looking like you done had in your head for about 2 months. Stop it.
I would have loved to be scrappy, you know, putting that suntan lotion on. Oh, wow. You know,
oh my God. I just can't. This show is freaking ridiculous. I can't take it. The more I watch it, the more I get disgusted. And I'm just like, what is going on? For real, what's going on? I don't understand. So, once again, you guys, we are talking about reality TV shows. If you want to chime in and tell us what your favorite show is and why you like it or don't like a certain type of show and you want to, you know, say something about that, definitely hit us up. I'm going to take a caller right now and see if they want to talk about the show. So, here we go.
So on radio, who's this? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Jacksonville, Florida.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, fine. How are you?
Oh, what's up?
I don't know what y'all be talking about. Half of the time y'all be laughing. I can't understand what you're saying. But these shows that come on TV, it's all about money. Do y'all understand
that?
It's all about money. You know, they don't care how they put you down. It's all about money. But I tell you, our black shows that are coming up now, they need to stop calling women hoes and bitches. I mean, you know, I can't see that. How can you be my man and you calling me a hoe and a bitch?
Yeah,
that doesn't make any sense, you know. So y'all keep it going on, and I enjoy the show. And there's a lot of people from churches is listening to your show, so y'all be careful about the person that y'all
have
on your
show.
All right.
Okay, bye. So, yeah, I definitely think she's absolutely right as far as they are making us as black people look crazy. It's just crazy. It's way too much. And like I said last week,
at the end of the day, they need a check, I guess.
Exactly. But like I was saying last week, that's white people look at these shows and they see us act like this, and you wonder why they say we are this certain type of way. Because this is what they see on TV. This is what, you know, is being displayed and representing black people. So
they'd be like, oh my God, these are how the colors.
Exactly. Exactly. So people just kind of just be mindful. Again, my word of the day, be mindful about how you present yourself to other people. Because they will definitely either use it against you or talk about it behind your back or whatever. And I know, and a lot of people say, oh, they hating, but how can you hate on something that is not worth hating on? You know, y'all acting crazy. It's ridiculous. Stop it. Stop it. Right now. Also, I want to talk about another show, which is Teen Moms. The first season, I actually watched the entire season. The second season, I was just like, you know, I watched a little bit of it. This season, I'm not really, you know, watching it. I was flipping through the channels, and I saw, you know, that it was on. I watched it for a couple of minutes. But this show, it's pretty much, I'm not going to be telling children that it's okay to get pregnant in high school. It's okay to have sex and get, you know, and have to go through all these difficulties. Children, the reason why parents tell you guys we want you to be better than us is because we do want you to be better than us. We don't want you to end up pregnant, you know, in high school. For the parents who did end up having to go through that, we don't want you to end up having children when you're, you know, when you're not ready. We don't want you to end up making a mistake that you can't take back. And I'm not saying that, you know, making a baby is a mistake, but if you're not ready, why would you put yourself in that situation? Young guys, you need to strap it up. If you're going to have sex, be safe about it. Don't just say, oh, I'm about to stick it in and we about to get it popping. And I want to say, single ladies, I definitely applauded the fact that, you know, in the scene, she was like, no, if you don't got no condom, I'll talk to you later. Mm-hmm. But we definitely need to instill that in our children to be safe and to not just, you know, go around having sex with any and everybody. Keep your legs closed until you see about 30 years old, and then,
you know.
If you know what I know, you won't do it. I'm just saying. But definitely be safe, you guys. Be safe. And to these reality shows, once again, shout out to Lil Scrappy with your punk ass. But shout out to him. He's going to be on Six Man Radio this Saturday, so definitely call in. It's from 7:30 until 9:30. Call in. They're going to be doing an exclusive interview with him. So shout out to the Six Man Radio team. We're definitely doing it big for you guys.
Six Man needs to make sure Scrappy got his inhaler on the show when he calls in. You know,
exactly. We don't want him to die. She said, "You left my son for dead." I said, "If she don't go sit,
okay.
If she don't go sit her little big bird looking self down."
She looked like Scar off the Lion King. She looked like Scar off the Lion King.
Exactly.
Oh,
Shout out to Little Scrappy. I'm so sorry we clowning you, but it's funny. And it's true. So what can I say? This is Tell All Radio. We telling it all. So I'm just like I said, tune in this Saturday, 7:30 to 9:30. Little Scrappy is gonna be on Six Man Radio. Make sure y'all check that out. Support the team. If y'all wanna listen to any of the other shows, definitely tune in to PD Radio. They had me cracking up last night. Every Tuesday from 8 until 9, they just be killing me. Like, definitely go check that show out. I was driving down the road about to swerve off the road, laughing so hard. So check them out. Tammy, shout out to Tammy in Black. What else y'all want to talk about? What other shows do they have out now? I only look at, like, a couple of them. But, y'all know the shows they have out. That's pretty good.
I mean, I don't get to watch a lot of TV, you know, doing me being so, you know, busy. But, you know, another one, I guess, is Tierra for Toddlers. This shit is insane, man. How these folks, you know, they living through their kids. They spending these thousands of dollars for these babies to get on stage. And, hell, half the time, the babies don't know what the hell they're doing.
Hell, they
yeah.
They just be up there like, oh, I have to smile. Then they be smiling all extra hard. It be making me laugh.
They look like little Barbie dolls.
Yeah.
They ain't having no fun because their parents pushing them too hard to be something that they're not ready for.
They're not ready for, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like that game show. I like the game show Repo Man. I don't know if it's Repo.
I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen that? They got the they go and they get ready to repo their car, and they have to answer three correct questions out of five. If they get three out of five right, then they'll pay off their car. But if they don't get those three out of five, then they go ahead and repo their car, and the people be running after their car. Why the truck be driving down the street, the people run after their car or try to fight the repo man. It's so crazy.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I'm driving off on your ass. I'm, you ain't taking mine. I pay my bills, but I'm just saying, I'm driving off on your ass. You ain't taking
Well, that's why they didn't pay their bill. That's why they came to get their car.
Oh, my goodness. I haven't seen that show.
Yeah, that's funny. That's
have
really
to check
funny.
That out.
Yeah. All right, I think it might be Bravo. I'm not sure.
Bravo. Well, of course, like I said, we are dedicating the show to Nas. Salute to such an amazing lyricist. Like I said, he's dope. I want to play one last song from him. And when we come back, if somebody want to get on and talk, if not, you know what I mean, we'll definitely keep holding it down for you guys. And then we'll see y'all next Wednesday, every Wednesday. And like I said, starting in August, the show is going to be from 9 p.m. until 11 p.m. I'm super excited. And like I said, shout out to you guys for being so supportive and for us to be able to get more time. So here we go. We're going to be listening to The General by Nas.
Yo, man. Yo, man. Yo. It's a real game out here, man.
Get in line, everybody get in line. Listen the fuck up, it's going down. Pay attention. Alright? Now, niggas salute me. Bitches salute me. The block salute me. The hoes salute me. You should salute me. They should salute me. So fuck who you are. I'm the motherfucking general. Niggas salute me. Bitches salute me. The block salute me. The hoes salute me. You should salute me. They should salute me. So fuck who you are. When I walk through, everything stops. Silence, remain quiet. Babies don't cry, thugs don't buzz. Cops cut off sirens, oxygen freeze. Noises to a minimum, niggas I pop and I squeeze. I represent the pain and struggle. Cut out your eyeballs, the brain fuck. Yo, you testing with death, I'm confronting injustice. Expressing my voice to the public. They got to free some brothers or we kidnap the judges. They got to free some sisters or we kidnap the judges. Think I can beat the system that's enslaving the poor. I practice the gun rages, ARs and 4-4s. Many 14s in for green, this is war, this is life. And I'm the hardest, got your label all scared. Calling up the radio, don't want my records to air. Y'all ain't playing fair. To every rapper in the game, I'm coming for y'all blood. Make room for the king. Nah, niggas nah, salute me. Nah. Bitches salute me. The block salute me. The hood salute me. You should salute me. They should salute me. So fuck who you are. I'm the motherfucking general. Niggas salute me. Bitches salute me. The block salute me. The hood salute me. You should salute me. They should salute me. So fuck who you are. I'm the motherfucking general. I'm the leader. That's it. Nobody higher. Nobody touching my crown, nobody dying. Nobody smoother, harder, tougher. Believe it, I'm much more smarter, much more strategic. Scholarships and hollow tips, a lot of walking caskets. They talk a good one, but it's never no action. And I'm the type to poison your sister, twist her, through with her, put the gun in your face and make you hit her, make you quiver when they see the silhouette of a Don Besson. Played up a cue ball, recite a few psalms, enlighten you quick. Teach you how a king wins wars. Keep your ears to the street, love your enemies more, can take it frustrate and confuse. Too eager you lose patience, plan you attack, then you move ghetto. Dream of rays, got freaks, got hoes who be jumping out of moving cars and land on my feet. Because niggas salute me, bitches salute me, the block salute me, the hood salute me, you should salute me, they should salute me. So fuck who you are, I'm the motherfucking general. Niggas salute me, bitches salute me, the block salute me, the hood salute me, you should salute me, they should salute me. So fuck who you are, I'm the motherfucking general.
DJ
guys, once again, that was Nas, the General. I just love me some Nas. He's just so real. Like, I just love Nas. But we have a caller who wants to get on and shout out, you know. So, here we go. So, on radio, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Yo, what's up? I'm calling in from South Carolina. Man, and Nas drunk with Sly, man, for real. Yeah, you doing the city well, as first and foremost. And basically, I want to shout out to Sexy K, Temptation Goodness, and Princess Jazzy.
Nah, forget Goodness. He ain't on the show.
Okay.
He ain't on the show.
Well, basically, y'all doing the real big for the show, man, for real.
Thank you so much.
And I really got to bring my joint to y'all. I got to bring my new joint to y'all, man. Hotel featuring Sammy, I got to bring that joint to y'all for real.
Well, definitely, you know my info, so hit me up with the joint, and I'll definitely put it on for you. All right?
Yeah, for real. No doubt. Y'all be easy.
Thanks for calling
you
in.
You too.
All right, guys. It is the end of the show. Can you believe it? time to go. So definitely thank you guys for calling in. We appreciate you once again. Every Wednesday, Tell All Radio from 9 until 10 in August. We're doing it from 9 until 11. So thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see y'all next week.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Tell out, tell out, tell out, yo, yo, Princess Jazzy, Princess Sexy K, Sexy, Mr. Sensation, Miss, yo, hey, and Mr. Goodley, and Mr. Goodley, it's on, yo, yo, tell out, tell out, tell out. Tell out, tell out, tell out, tell out, tell out, and it is tell out, and it's on, it's on, it is tell out, and it's on, it's on, it's on. Tell out, 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 and it's on, tell out, and it's on, and it's on.